It's Siman Tov Pei Tes, and we're here on page 190, so it's 489, and we're up to Sif Gimel. Hamispalel Im Hatzibur. Now here's the issue that we touched on last time, and that is we are davening early. And it's a little bit early for Sfira. It's Mib'od Yom. So on the one hand, you want to make sure that you don't forget Sfira. On the other hand, it's a little early. So what do? So the Mechaber says, Mona Imahem below Bracha. He shouldn't recite a Bracha. The question is, can he say Amen to their Bracha? Vim Yizkar Balayla, hopefully he'll remember at night when it's the right time to make the bracha, Yivarech V'Yispar. So the Rama is Afilu Ona Amen Al Berchas HaKohol Im Hayidaito Shalo Lotzeis Yachzar V'Yivarech V'Yispar Balayla. So Rama clearly takes the position that kavana shalolotzes works even if you recited amen. I mean, that itself is a gavaldig chiddush because he's reciting the bracha himself. Because if he answers amen to someone else's bracha, it's considered as if he made the bracha himself. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Tes Vav Tes Zayin. He says Yesh Me'achronah Shepirshu Dehainu Bein Hashmashos Shu Safek Laila. So we don't know exactly what the Mitzius of this Mechaber is. The Taz and the Gra, and perhaps even the Magen Avraham, they understand that we're talking about Bein Hashmashos. And Bein Hashmashos Safek Yom Safek Laila. Now, let's assume that Sfira B'Zman HaZez D'Rabbani, you may recall that the Bir Halacha has a long list of Rishonim that agree with the Rambam that Sfira B'Zman HaZez D'Oraisa. But if Sfira is D'Rabbanan, then he could be Yotze Bein HaShmashos. Achein, who wrote Zeladagdi Luspar Tzeis Kocham, he wants to be afraid that maybe Sfira's Omer today is D'Oraisa, and therefore you have to wait till Tzeis is Ka'omar HaMechabed Yimne Imoyim. The Mechaber says you should count with them. Pen yishkach acharkach v'yachshav b'dayto im eskarachakach polai limnos einani rotzilotz v'sfira zu. So you should make a t'nai that if I do remember and I'll count the sphere later on at night, then I don't want to be yotzi with this sphere right now, which is a bein hashmash, the questionable sphere. Balken k'sheyia hazman acharkach yivarech v'yispar. So this way he completely obviates the problem of making a bracha later on, because he was definitely not yotze with the first sfira, because he had in mind not to be yotze. And the Rama extends this kavana shalolotzeis even a step further. Even if he recited amen to the bracha, he could still recite the bracha later if he had kavana shalolotzeis. If he didn't have any kavon at all, one way or the other, then we have the Man D'Yomer who says mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavona, and we have to be choshish for that day because of safek lo sisa shem Hashem lashav, meaning safek bracha. So he has to make sure that he has a positive kavona shelo lotzeis. Looking for a moment at the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil Mib'od Yom. I be Mishnah Berurah Umashma Mehem Devi Plaga Mincha Lukliyal Meni Yochel Limnos. So this whole group of Achronim and Poskim that we mentioned earlier would certainly imply that before Bein Hashmash is he not Yotze at all, even if it's after Plaga Mincha. But yet we do have a school in the Poskim dating as early back as the Levush, and it's more recent as the Chayodom, to Mefarshim Bod Yom Haim Plaga Mincha Lamala. So now the question is, if it's plaga mincha lamala, it's not even a suffix laila, it's pure yom, what's mona imahem? So he says that even though mikra din, it's not the zman sfira, but yet there is apparently one. Again, I don't know who is the Baal HaShita here, but there's one group of poskim that would maintain that you can be mekil, and since they dab mairiv before chashecha, before it gets dark, and now they're afraid that they can't, since they won't get to the tzibra together, they won't be able to gather the congregation later together, therefore they'll, every person going home might forget, get sidetracked, and he won't count, and then yisbatel ikar Torah sasfira. It's as if to say we're worried about the whole mitzvah of sphere, so we're going down the tubes, and therefore we're going to rely on this one, again, anonymous opinion. We don't know who it is exactly, that sphere b'zman hazeh is only zechel and migdash. And if it's considered Laila as far as Mairiv is concerned, then we consider it Laila as far as Sphere is concerned. Even though, again, Mairiv might be after Plaga Mincha, because once the Dizman Mincha was recited, you get in that extra feel of Mairiv. But it's not Laila. And Sphere requires Laila. So that now, you know, we're really stuck here. We on the one hand, for the sake of the community and the mitzvah of sphira, that it's in the balance here, we want to allow a sphira as early as after plaga mincha, even though it's not laila. But on the other hand, it's libo nokfo. In other words, he's a talmud chacham. He knows that that this is not really the time for sphira. On the other hand, he it's also libo nokfo in the sense that he knows he might, he very well might forget to count b'yechidus later on. So the Mechaber in this case, according to this school, headed up by the Levush, would say that he should count together with the Tzibur. But again, as we saw in the Mechaber, lo yivarech, and since Mikra Adin, it's not this man Sfira, just that he wants to go with the flow and follow the minhag makom, and he's also worried that he might forget. So therefore, the shikulia for the tzibur is kedei shlo yisbatel mitzvah legamrei. We're going to allow for such a counting, but again, he should when he gets home and it's laila, he certainly should make a bracha and count, because Mi'ikra din, the first sphere was meaningless. You need Laila for sphere over. Now, getting back to the Ramah here, he recited Amin to the Bracha. Now he gets home and he wants to count sphere again. Can he make the Bracha? The Ramah says he had Kavana Shalom Lotzeis, and therefore he can make the Bracha later. And the Mishnah Berurah here, Yud Ches, adds, Afilu v'yerev Shabbos, shekvar kibel Shabbos. Now here it gets a little more complicated, because he was already makabel Shabbos, let's say he already done with the Tzibur, and now it's Laila, can he make a bracha and count? Lefiani's daiti, it's not clear what the Habamina here is, that a few, that he has to come ashman a few bear of Shabbos. I think what he's saying is that, you know, the sphere that he counted, let's call it Ben Ashmashos, according to those poskim, was the sphere of Erev Shabbos. Just one second. No, that doesn't make any sense. The sphere will be after he davened. So what's the chiddush yafilu b'erev Shabbos shekvar kibel Shabbos v'gam hispalel im hatzibur afilu achi yivarech v'yispar b'layla. Again, there was a Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore what? So does anybody understand what the chiddush here is? So okay, there was there was a Kabbalah Shabbos. I mean, we're not talking about counting yesterday's counting. He's counting tonight's counting. So he was Adarav. I mean, maybe you could say just the opposite. Here it's even more noted. It's even do we have more of a push to logically in favor of being. I see what you're saying. You know, maybe in this case, since the Sfiras Lila is a Sfiras Shabbos, he already had a Sfiras Shabbos after Myriv, when the Tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos early, and the Sfiras somehow links up with Kedusha Shabbos. I mean, the Hamina here is unclear, but to some extent, I mean, it will be Yotze with a weak Hamina, but he has a connection to Shabbos here, and he's already clinched that Sfiras Shel Shabbos because he counted Ben Hashmashos after he was Mekabel Shabbos. So the Shabbos itself ushers in a new day, which would separate it from the previous day. Therefore, he was Yotze with his sphere. No, Afilu Hachi, Yavarach Yisbar Balayl, Kemishal Arotza, Lotze, Spamesh, Sibri, Moin, Ben Hashmashos. Now he writes, Kosmo Achronim, Dim Yotzu, Hakochavim, Mutalo Lispa, Afilu Lohis, Pala, Dayan, Mayriv. Afilu Motzi Shabbos, the Lailahu Cholmili. It sounds like there was some, again, the Hamina here is a little bit schwach. It's L'chor Pshita Maika Mashbalon. He's saying that you might think that you have to wait till Myriv to, so to speak, accept upon yourself the Lila in order to count Sphira. But the answer is astronomically, and in Mitzias, it's Lila, so for sure you can count Sphira. Now, here there's a little bit of a Havamina that I could understand, that if it's Motzi Shabbos and he hasn't yet made Havdalah, so he's going to count on Shabbos the counting of Motzi Shabbos. So maybe the Kedusha Shabbos that continues into the Lila would, in a sense, delay the Sphira of Lila. But again, that's not true either, because Sfiras Omer has nothing to do with Kedusha Shabbos. It's a separate independent counting of the Omer. It depends on Yom and Laila. And it's, you see over and over again in this Mishnah Berurah Nami Yud Ches that he's operating with some sort of connection, or at least a habit of a connection between Sfira and Shabbos. That if it's still yesterday's Shabbos, meaning Shabbos still continues into Laila because of Tosefa Shabbos, then it's a little bit of a problem to count Sfira for the next Lila because you're still holding Shabbos. And the flip side, it would seem that you certainly Yotze even before Lila if you were already Mekabel Shabbos, and that Sfira after Meir of Mekabel Shabbos should be a Sfira of Lila because it's already Lila insofar as you accepted upon yourself Kedusha Shabbos, and maybe the entire Tzibur accepted Kedusha Shabbos. But again, the bottom line is that Sfira is not impacted by, nor is it dependent upon Kedusha Shabbos. It doesn't relate to Kedusha. Kedusha Shabbos is a separate entity. We're talking about Yom Halayla. Now maybe, again, this could be Balabatish, but maybe the Havamina here was that we're counting the Omer, let's say Ketziras Omer is Balayla, maybe on Motzi Shabbos they wouldn't start the Ketzira till after Avdolah. So how could he count from the Ketzira when in fact the Ketzira was delayed? That's not going to help us for the first half. I mean about Erev Shabbos. In any event, he says V'afilu l'kadesh u'lahavdil muter kodem tefila el sha'asur v'melocha ad sheyavdil. He wants to introduce here a kal v'chomer. Again, we're talking about a Metzius in which it's Motzi Shabbos, and he wants to count Sfira, but he hasn't yet Davin Meiriv. So he says that compare Sfira's over to Kiddush and Avdolah. Kiddush Avdolah not totally in Meiriv, meaning you can recite Kiddush and Biyotzi even before you recited Meiriv. You can recite Havdolah V'yotzi Havdolah even before you recited Meiriv. And it means that these mitzvahs which are related to Shabbos are not dependent upon Ma'ariv, and therefore a mitzvah like Sfiras Om for sure is not dependent upon Ma'ariv. Again, I don't really have to have a mina, maybe because I'm so used to the maskana that it's hard for me to imagine this have a mina, that you'd have to wait for Ma'ariv. You have to sort of announce or accept the new day, meaning the night, in order to recite Sfira. Maybe he's operating with some sort of seder, like a kind of Tadi Vashayna Tadi Kodim Alocha, where you have to daven Ma'ariv first, and then you can count Sfira, such a Hava Mina. Now, let's just take a look at the Bir Alocha on this Ramah that we just finished in Sif Gimel. Dim Ramas Chalfilu on a Omen Ratzalomer Daha Min Hagam. The common custom is that Shatz Hayim Avarech, back in the day, which is not our minhag today, but the Shatz would recite the bracha on behalf of the Tzibur. And then each individual counts Sfira himself. So we would certainly argue that if he recited Amen together with the Tzibur, he was Yotze, and he can't make the bracha later. But the Ramah is Mechadish that since he had Kavana Shalolot, say, so it's not your classic case of Anias Omi Yachin Matzibur, where you for sure had Kavana Lotzeis with the bracha of the Shatz. Here, he had Kavana Beheja Shalolotzeis. He has here a line in the Bir Aloch which is interesting. He says, Memela Muchach de Kivein Lotzeis da Sfira Behasfira Yedea Mitzvah. Yes, I happen to say that since he recited Amen with the Tzibur, again back in the day when the minhag was that you didn't make your own bracha, you were yotzei with the Birchas HaShatz, which by the way makes a lot of sense because of Rov HaMajus Melech, then we assume that not only, or to the same extent that he had Kavana Lotzeis in the bracha, he also had Kavana Lotzeis in the Sfira, which he himself counted following the bracha of the Shatz. But now, with this Ramo, we're facing a whole different situation. We're talking about a person who has Kavanah Shalom Lotzeis in the bracha, and therefore his Sfira was this kind of Sfira Latnai, just in case he forgets to count at night, but hopefully he will count at night and he'll count with a bracha. We're going on now to the... just 1 second. To the Mishnah Brura Yutes. Let's see. First, we have to read the Mechaber and Dal. Misha Shol also Chaver. There's a famous Shulchan Aruch. Somebody asks him, Bein Hashmashos, it's already after sunset, what is tonight's Sfira? And here the issue is that if he tells him what the Sfira is tonight, then he was Yotzei just by telling you which day we're supposed to count if we hold Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavanah. And again, this is all based on what we discussed before, that you can be Yotze, at least B'dieved, the Mitzvah Sfiras Omer after sunset during Bein Hashmashos. But of course, the Mechaber is being Mechadish that even in Bein Hashmashos we have to be Choshish. How much more so would we have to be Choshesh if it's after Tzeis HaKochavim? If you answer tonight is the 49th night, that would certainly mean that he was Yotzi already, he can't count with a bracha later on, and therefore the Mechaber advises you Yom Alo Esmol Yekach V'kach, what was yesterday. And even though he doesn't say, when he was asked what's tonight's counting, so he says 49. He didn't say 49 days in the Omer, so he didn't say Ba Omer or La Omer. And it could be that if he doesn't say today or tonight is the 49th, then just the number 49 itself, that's nothing. That's not a Sfira. But if he left out the word Ba'omer and he says tonight is the 39th day, that would be enough to be Yotze, and therefore he wouldn't be able to make a bracha later. Better for him to say what yesterday was, 48. And that's what the Mechaber writes here, She'im yomar lo hayom kach v'kach eni yochel lachsav alimnos bibracha. Because he was Yotzi already, if you hold Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana, and even if you want to insist that we pass in Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, which is an issue, and here he certainly didn't have Kavana, he was just answering him what night we're up to, but nevertheless we have to be Machbir in Sufik Brachos for that day that maintains that Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. Now, it's also possible that he could tell him what tonight's night is if he has Kavanah Shelo Lotzeis, as we saw in the Ramah earlier. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of Chav Beis quotes the Achronim, the Mairi Shesholos Okon Shigil Shmuos, and this is a real lumdish piece here in the name of the Pri Chadash and others, that if he's up to the week, right, we have 7 weeks of the Omer, then even in event that he responded, you know, tonight is the seventh night of the Omer, he could still count with a bracha because he didn't say it was 1 week in the Omer. The Mechaber writes, Aval Koda Ben HaShmashos Kevin Shein Hizman Tzvirein B'kach Klum. If it's before Ben HaShmashos, then there's no problem telling him exactly which night we're up to and what we're going to be counting tonight, because it's before the Shas HaOmer, Shas Sfiras HaOmer. Now, there's a comment here in the Bir Halacha, quoting the Taz, to the effect that Ayin Tash Evi Rais Dezavi Kimiskaven Shalolotzes. In other words, even if he did tell him what night we're about to count, we can assume he doesn't have Kavana, and that makes it into Kavana Shalolotzes. So this is a very subtle issue over here. You were asked what we're going to be counting tonight. You told him 39 days in the Omer, or 39 nights. Tonight it's going to be 39 or 49. So then, is that called Kavana Shelo Lotzeis, or that's Mistama? I mean, did it go through his mind, or can we assume that under these circumstances he hasn't counted, and he certainly has no intention to count? And therefore the Taz rejects this whole Mechaber here about don't say what tonight is. And the Bir Halacha says that the Achronim, Elio Rabba, Maimer Mordechai, Nahar Sholem, they all reject the Taz and go back to the Mechaber. But he adds the following comment. He says, "Umikomakom bi'ikar adin yesh la'ayin tuva didas hagra desif ze koi rak aliba deman di omer mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana." The old mitzvah srichas kavana, there's no issue here at all. Lachenu kein das haprichosh, the dinam the kaimel of mitzvah srichas kavana, he should be mevarech with a bracha. He should be sofer with a bracha. In other words, lamaisa, if he answered, and the mechaber says that as a result of his answering, Eino yochel lachzor limnos bracha, that might not be accepted la halacha. Again, you want to be lechatchila machmir, because maybe mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, don't tell him which night it is, tell him yesterday, that's fine. But b'dieved, if you told him what night it is, we should be able to fall back on those shittas that old mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. I'm sorry, the other way around. We should rely on the shita that holds mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, in which case, since he didn't have kavana, everybody agrees he didn't have kavana lotzeis in this case, he was only telling his friend what to count, then he wasn't yotzei, he should be chozer mevarech. And then he writes, "V'od niral and yis taiti shimhoye zeh ben hashmoshes ve'ish hazeh meshiv rogil tomi levorech dafka seisa kochavim." Here we can certainly accept the taz that he doesn't have kavona lotzeis, or behedja, he's machmir to if it says, and it's ben hashmoshes, he certainly had kavona shalom lotzeis. In brackets here, the Alocha adds a Radbaz who wants to be Mechalik Bein Do'oraisa L'Drabbana, that we pass a mitzvah Srichas Kavona in a Do'oraisa, but in Drabbana mitzvah saying Srichas Kavona. And that would certainly undermine the approach of the Taz. You know, the Taz saying, well, or let's leave out the Taz, but let's talk about the Gra. That if we hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, if we hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, then we have the problem here of the mechaber if he told them what night it is. But if we pass the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, oh, so koy terad baz, let's assume sviras omer is derabanan, and then we're going to say mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. He's going to have a real problem now if he wants to count again. If you follow what I mean by counting again, he already told his friend what night it is. But it seems that the summary of this whole discussion would be: A, we're not going to rely on the Taz. We're going to go with the Mechaber. We're going to avoid telling him what night it is, even if he doesn't add the word Ba'omer. If he says tonight is this counting of the Omer, and he mentions the number. But that's only l'chatchilu. But the evidence, if he did answer, it would seem from another group of poskim that it's okay, and he would still count again with a bracha, because we're holding mitzvah srichas kavana, and this whole machaber is only going to the man of mitzvahs. Ein srichas kavana l'didan kaimel mitzvah srichas kavana tzoch lachzul levarech. He wasn't Yotze because he didn't have Kavona. So it would seem that Bidyevit post facto, if he did respond and tell his friend what to count tonight in the Omer, then he would still be able to count with a bracha on his own, because if Mitzvah Suchas Kavona, or if you go to Taz that he has Kavona Shalom Lotzeis. Although it's not black and white here in the Bir Aloch, but that seems to be the thrust of the Bir Aloch. Now, according to the Mechaber, if he answered, he says, "Eni yochel lachs of alimnos bibracha," and the Bir Aloch points out he should be sofer again, he should count again, but he leaves out the bracha. And again, since there is a shita that says Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, also it was Ben Hashmoshes, so there's a very strong reason to say that he wasn't Yotze, and therefore for sure he should have to recite another Bruch. Again, this whole issue only applies Ben Hashmoshes. If it's after Plaga Mincha, then he doesn't have to be Machmir. The Rama adds a comment here, going on to page 191. Ukshehigia hazman asurim lechol ad sheyispar. So the Mishnah Berurah clarifies this in Chav Gimel, Ratzalom et Tzesako Chav. So again, he may have already dabbed Myriv, so that you know, davening Myriv, you know, lifts the Isur Achila before Kriyat Shema and so forth, but he hasn't yet counted the Omer, and the rule of thumb is we don't start eating at a time for a mitzvah until we fulfill the mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah sends us to Simon Reish Lamed Hey to establish that already a half hour before this man we should be machmir not to eat. So let's say Tzeisa Kochom is at 8 o'clock, already at 7:30 he should abstain, he should enjoin himself from eating. And he says the following: if there's a minog Shashamash Kore Lispar Sfira Ein Lahachmir Bekodim Zmano. So the language is a little bit terse and heavy, but I think it may have tremendous significance here. So let's read it again. He says, Ach b'mokom shaminog shashamosh kore lispar sfira ein lahach b'kodim zmano. I don't know what he means by kore lispar sfira. It sounds like he makes a declaration. It's now time to count the Omer. Where is the Shamash? Is he the Shamash in the Beis Knesset? They've already done Meirev, and now he's telling us to count Sfira. I don't know. It sounds like he's imagining some sort of a guy with a lantern, you know, running around like Paul Revere, knocking on everyone's door, telling them it's time to count Sfira. I don't know. He has a foghorn in the middle of the kikar in the square of the town. I'm not sure what he's referring to. He tells you to look in the Achronim for this. But again, he's only willing to be Mekil here on the half hour before Tseis. Neither the Ramban nor the Mishnah Berurah have an explicit heter in a case where, let's say, there's a minyan kavua later on. You know, let's say, for example, in our community, we have a 9:30 night minyan for Meiriv. So what does it mean that from Tseis, which was at 7:30 until 9:30, that's 2 hours, and it could be a lot longer in other cases, that we're not going to eat? So for that, we have to look in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, in the Sima that he refers to Reish Lamed Hey, I don't have that in front of me right now, and see what the details are as far as a minyan kavua, whether or not you're allowed to eat before a minyan kavua. We'll have someone remind you. On the other hand, when you read the Ramah and the Mecha and the Mishnah Berurah here, you get the impression that it would be a good idea to count Sfira with Lila, and add to that Tmimos Tiyah, and you want to count as early as you can, so the entire day is counted. Maybe we should not be waiting for Meiriv in order to count. That's in Tzorach Iyun. Now, although the Ramah mentions Achila, the Mishnah Berurah is quick to point out, again based on Reish Lamed Beis, that we are talking about Malach as well. So you're not allowed to engage in Malachos until you count Sfira. The Ramah goes as far as to say that Afilu Hiskil Lechol, even if you began already a meal, Posek V'Sofi, you have to stop in the middle of the meal. But here we have a very important comment to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Hainu Leman Diomer Sfira Dezman Azeh Doraisa Ukinemitzayin Behaga. If you take a look at the end of this comment in the Ramah, he adds in parentheses, Divrei Atzmi Leman Diomer Sfira Bezman Azeh Doraisa. So with regard to a mitzvah d'rabbanan, even if you illegally started your meal, you don't have to stop, you can finish your meal. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, 3 lines down from the top here, and came to the dad and aktin and sphere of his man, and said d'rabbanan, eino posek. And he sends you again back to Reish Lamed Beis, l'gabi mincha. So we really have to go through those simonim there, Reish Lamed Beis, Reish Lamed Hey, to get all the details here worked out. But the impression you get is that just like in the case of Tfilas Mincha, if you've already started your meal, you don't have to stop. Here too in Sfira Somer, we assume it's the Rabbanon, even though again we have a long list of Rishonim holding Doraisa. And if you started the meal, you don't have to stop. He adds here, Yesh me'achron shekosu d'leficha choshash ramah po l'vinyon ne'il achver b'yosu dea shu d'oreis shu d'over she'ein bo torah klal la'hafzik me'afil lispar. Now let's be machmir for that shita that Sfira Somer Zman Hazeh, stop eating in the middle of the meal and count. So how long is it going to take you to count? What's the big Torah here? We're not asking that much. It's a cinch. It doesn't have to disturb your meal. And then he writes, "Miu im hiskil." This is the Ramah in hiskil lechol kodem shegiazman eino tzarch lahafzik gomachlos sovaka. So he began his meal before. Let's say we said that tzeis was at 7:30. He began his meal at 7. That's okay. Continue his meal, and he doesn't have to stop his meal. So since he started beheter, even for mitzvah, he doesn't have to be mafsik his suda as long as he has time afterwards. You know, if he's going to lose the mitzvah by continuing his suda, that's one thing. But if he can continue his suda, complete his suda, and then fulfill the mitzvah, like in the case of Sphere, he's got plenty of time, then we're going to allow him to continue his meal. And that is because he began his meal Kodem Shigiyazman. Now in Sif Hei, we're going to have a bit of a complicated Sif here about what did he have in mind when he recited the Bracha, which day of Sphere did he think he was up to. And it could go in two directions. You could say that he had the right day in mind, but he counted the wrong day, or more logically, let's say he had the wrong day in mind when he made the Bracha, and then he corrected himself at the time of the actual Sphere. In any odea hacheshbon, so he's a little confused about the number. Pasach adait l'saim k'moshish me'mechad ver v'shasik. So, in Sif Hey, my introduction was really for Sif Vav, but in Sif Hey, I don't want to skip Sif Hey. He didn't really know when he made the bracha. He didn't really know what day of the sphere they're up to. That's highly unlikely tonight. You know, tonight we're going to be up to 49. Most people realize it's 49, but let's say he didn't know. It's the fifth day, the fourth day, the tenth day. And his das was, you know what? I'm going to make the bracha. I'm going to then hear my friend. Wait for a second. And once I hear from my friend, I'll plug in the number. So although that's not a perfect situation, but yotza. Azoy shteit mechaber yotza. Even though he didn't have in mind for this specific day when he made the bracha. And the question is how much of a time elapsed between the time that he finished his bracha until he actually plugged in the day. You know, he's waiting for his friend to say it. So you take a look now in the Mishneh Berurah Chaf Ches, Chaf Tes, we have the following. He says, Pasach as Abracha v'siyim kamo, he ended by reciting the right day, counting the right day based on what he heard from his friend, Ratzaloma af bibracha. So first of all, the Mishneh Berurah interprets the Mechaber, the Chiddush here is that he was Yotze even as far as the bracha is concerned. Yeah, that's not really relevant Lamaisa, because if he was Yotze in the sphere, why do you have to tell me whether or not he was Yotze in the bracha? But on a conceptual level, we want to know whether he fulfilled the bracha. And he says that daite ochi pasach habracha v'siyem v'ikasim u'psicha. We can link up the beginning of the bracha with the end, meaning the mitzvah, because from the time he made the bracha, his intention was the bracha bichal on whatever he figures out when he finds out what the day is. However, he says mikomakom lechatchila ein lo levarchlam ken yodei tchila es yom. The best situation, ideally based on the Taz and other Achronim, is that he should know exactly which day he's about to count before he recites the bracha. And you know, this is the classic issue of what we discussed earlier in Sif Dalet, you know, when somebody asks you what we're up to, because before you make the bracha, you want to make sure you know what we're up to. And he says the following: Mekom kol lechatchila ein lo levarach lemken yodei mitchilu beis yom ayom. The also lahafzik afilu b'shesika ben avroch. He also mitokadei dibur. Now this is very important because this discussion about tokadei dibur will seriously impact on the words and the ruling of the mechaber and sif hey, because if you need to recite the day Toch Kidei Dibra of the Bracha, then how are you going to wait until your friend recites the day and then you'll hear it? You're going to have to you're going to have to be multitasking. I think as you recite the bracha, towards the end of your bracha, you're already overhearing your friend with the proper number, with the sphira, and then you immediately count it when you finish your bracha. I mean, Tokei Dibur is not a lot of time. So Halacha L'maaseh, I don't know what happens in this scenario of the Mechaber, but it took him a few good seconds until he could hear his friend, and then he could recite the counting. So does that mean that he wasn't Yotzi the Bracha? Again, it seems theoretical, because he was Yotzi the Sphira. He's not going to make another Bracha in any event, but does he get brownie points up in heaven for the Bracha? I don't know. The end of this Mishnah Berurah number Chavtes seems to imply you need Tol Kedei Dibur.
It's a vav here in the Mechaber. In Pesach, V'yomar Bruchato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Adaitei Delema Hayom Arba'ah Shusav Hashem Arba'ah. So he mistakenly thought he's up to the fourth day of the Omer. Recites the Bracha with the intention of counting the fourth day of the Omer. V'nizkar, he remembers before he actually counts, V'siyah B'chamish, and he got the right number, V'heim Chamisha, and Eino Chozim Avart, that's fine, he was Yotze, because everything depends upon his Sphira, and he actually counted the right day. Now the Mechaber says, O Ibcha, in the reverse case, Sheheim Arba, it's really the fourth day of the Omer, but Poska Daitilema Arba Vitovasim Bechamisha. Now this is a Pella, because if he had in mind the right day for the Bruch, but at the end when he got to the sphere he counted the wrong day, he counted five when it's four, what does he mean Eino Chozim Mevarech? Bechora the Bruch is gone. I mean he counted the wrong day, unless you can assume that he found out that he counted the wrong day and immediately changed his counting. You know, he said five and then he said four, Tokidei Dibur. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number Lamed. In the first case, although at the time of the bracha he had in mind four, which was wrong, but he counted five, he's Yotze, and he counted five at the end, Eino Chozim Mevarech. So that's okay. But then we have this last case, O Ibcha, where he counted the wrong day. Achronim Tomwal Din Zeh. He says, Bishlam Rashasim Bechamisha Buchamisha, he was Yotze, he counted the right day. And even though at the time of the Bracha he mistakenly thought four, but it doesn't matter, because Af Shari Af below Berech Klal Yotze, we pask in that mitzvah that Bracha Sein Mak for some mitzvah, so he certainly was Yotze. But in the Sefer, who cares what good benefit does he have from the fact that at the time of the Bracha he knew exactly which counting, I call upon him Bepiv Siper Yom She'eno, he counted the wrong day. And therefore the Achronim come to the final unanimous conclusion against the Mechaber that since he counted the wrong day, he has to count again and he has to repeat the Bracha. Unless, he says, if he corrected himself, then it's okay. And he quotes a long list of Achronim here in the Shaar Tzion. So then the bracha is okay. V'da'od, he adds. So this is the third of the wide lines in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the after b'shulchan aruch, mayri b'shas shebe'es ha'brocha haya yodea yom ha'sfira. So in the Ibcha, the Sefer, this Mechaber, he knew exactly the time of the bracha. Berech hadas lispar kahogen, el she'achkach tov v'siyem shalom kahogen. Aval kama achronim hiskimu di afen b'yesa brocha yedaito gam kein al yom acher v'chein siber betos mikol mikotok dey diber nizkar sheto yisayim tekev kodem kohogim v'yotze b'zeh. So he has a long list of achronim here who would maintain that even if he had in mind the wrong day and he actually counted the wrong day, if he corrects himself immediately, he was Yotze. And that makes 100% sense given the fact that Eina Brochus Makvis is a mitzvah and he counted the right day. And that's the That's the Sharatziyah number Mem Aleph. And the Lokataz, Shekosuv Shim Kola Brocha Berech Al Das Lispor Vitosach Kat Nizkar Tzorach Lachzul Vorach Nechodosh. The Taz has a very revolutionary sheet, as he always does, that if he had in mind during the Brocha for the wrong day, then the Brocha is not Chal. Now we said ideally it's Kedai, he should really know what day he's going to count when he recites the Brocha, but we never thought that that would, you know, having the wrong day in mind would undermine the Brocha. But he says that the Achronim reject this Taz, and he quotes Maimer Mordechai, Chok Yosef, HaBrocha Einu Koyel Ayom Ela Hodol Hashem Al Etzem HaMitzvah V'Kem Shtoch Deidim Nizkar V'Sim Kogin Shapir Domine. So if he counts the right day, that's fine. It doesn't matter what mistake he had in mind, in his mind when he was reciting, when he was reciting the Brocha. The Mishnah Berurah finishes up here, four lines from the bottom. Od Kosfu She'im Ta'a V'Omar Hayom Yom Revi'i Ba'omer U'tok De Nizki She'om Chamishi Dai She'isaper She'isayim Chamishi Ba'omer. So he doesn't have to go through the entire sentence from the beginning. He can just correct the end of the sentence, namely the day, because everything was Toch Kedei Dibur. Now we're up to the Mechaber in Siv Zion, which is going to address the time periods, which means Laila and Yom. We know that Sfira is Balaila. What happens if he didn't count Balaila? He only counted by Yom. Shachach v'lo birech kol alayla yispar b'yom b'lo bracha. So since Sfira requires Laila, and according to many poskim b'di'eved, he's not yotze, other poskim would say that he would be yotze during the day, and that's a gigantic machlokas, which you'll see here. He go here in the Sharatzir, and he goes into quite a bit of detail about who are the various shitas here. I'm just looking here. The Bahag Hilchas Atzeres seems to assume that he could be Yotzei B'Yom. The Rambam seems to be Yotzei B'Yom, because the Rambam between himself and Pasuk said Niktzar B'Yom Kosher, that even though Katsira's home is Balaila, but he could be Yotzei B'Yom, and Sphere depends upon Katsira. However, it could be possible, based on a Tosa Megillah, that even if Katsira is Ksher V'Yom, as far as Sphere is concerned, we need Tmimos, and therefore Dafka B'Laila. And that's what the Magen Avraham means, and it's all based on a Me'iri, a Masechta Megillah, that even though Iker Mitzvah Sphere is B'Laila, there is this Me'iri that B'di'eved, he was Yotzi B'Yom. And again, if Sphere depends upon Katsira, then you can be Yotze Sphere B'Yom. If on the other hand Sphere depends upon Tmimos, and it's independent of the, and different than the time period for Katsira, then he cannot be Yotze B'Yom. So now he's in a bind, because he has a suffix situation, whether he's Yotze when he counted by Yom. And therefore the Mechaber advocates that he count by Yom, but below Bracha. And this is an application of Safik Brachos Lahakel. He might have a Brachos Batola, because it could very well be, as we saw in the Me'iri and other Rishonim, that he was Yotzi Bayom. And especially since Katsira Ksher Bayom, according to that, so therefore he should not be counting with a Brach. And he writes, "Umiu mikanu lahava sofa kol laila bebracha." Now, from this day and on, he can continue counting with a bracha. Now, that's going to be strange, because we're going to see here in the Mechaber on page 192, Sif Ches, that if he skips an entire day, he no longer can count with a bracha. So here, if he skips at night, and we're worried about those poskim who say you're not yotze Bayom, only Balaila, then he skipped an entire day. Why then does he continue from henceforward with a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo havi kedila yomech legamri she'eino sofer bebracha.
So what does that mean? Lo havi kedila yomech. You know, here you're tempted to think of the lomdus, which I heard from my Rebbe about the Mises sphere. In other words, we need a continuum, and yom might not be the mitzvah sphere, but at least it's the Mises sphere to set up a yom sofer for the sphere to continue as it continues counting. Whereas if you miss a full day, you can't possibly count tomorrow as the fifth if you didn't count yesterday as the fourth. It's a domino. Each day is built on the countings that came before it. The Mechaber here on the top of 192, Sif Ches, Imshachel Vach Pecha Yomim, he skips an entire day. Bein Yom Rishon, Bein Shar Yomim, Sofer B'Shar Yomim, below Bracha. And here we have to be Choshesh for a mainstream Shita in Rishonim that every day has to be counted and it's a continuum. If you miss a day, that's it, the mitzvah's over. I mean, it's like one mitzvah 49 parts. If on the other hand each day is independent, then we can understand. So again, he's going to have to continue counting because on the tzad that each day is independent, and Eina Sfiras Yom Akvim Zedzeh, if each day is a mitzvah unto itself, that according to that sheet, the posuk he would have to continue, and he could continue with a brach. But since we have to be choshesh for the man yomer says Tmimos, that we need the continuum from the beginning to the end. If you miss an entire day, you cannot count. Therefore, we're going to have him count without a bracha if he missed a day. Again, it would be a good idea for him to listen to the shots and have in mind to be yotzi with the shots, or ask someone who's in close proximity to keep him in mind, and he'll say amen. So that's what we have over here. In the Mechaber, when he says Sofer B'Shar Yomim below Bracha, if you look in the Bir Aloch, he writes, "Hainu Desfirule She." Just one second. Desfirule. Oh, Sofer. How can he count if he skipped a day? So that reflects the Man Yomim who says Eina Yomim Ma'akvim Zetzer, that each day is a mitzvah unto itself. And even though it says in the pasuk Tmimos Tieno, which sounds like it's really one mitzvah that has to be perfect, you can't miss a day. So he quotes here Rav Haigon that he's Mekayim Tmimos with Shvui, which means that as soon as he completes each Shavua, and then he gets the Cheshbon, that's enough to be Mekayim Shiva Shavasas Tmimos Tieno. Alternatively, he says, Hei Chadishta Yom Echad Yispo B'Leil Sheni Shtei Sfiros. Kigo b'shachach sfir rishon yomer b'sfir shvir esmol hoyekach v'kach hoyeechad biyomer. And this you'll see in the Sefer Chinuch in the Minukad, which is based on other manuscripts, that if you miss a day, you first count yesterday and then you count today. Yesterday, which is the day I missed, was so and so today. So then he has the tmimos. There's no hefsek, and he has a continuum. He says that Shara Posim Lo is Kiru Svarazu, and the Posim you won't see this, that today you can count for yesterday, Ke'ilu, and make up the counting, and can then maintain the continuum. Because of the high Tmimos Tieno Koi Akol Yoma. It doesn't mean that all 49 are interdependent, and it's one unit, one long mitzvah, but it means that each day has to be Tmimos. And therefore you should count from the earliest part of the day, the emergence of the day, which means by Erev, at night. But it doesn't mean necessarily to be most that all the days are ma'akev one to the other. That far we don't have to go. So in any event, this is a gigantic controversy. Perhaps we could formulate it thus. This is the most fundamental issue in Sfiras HaOmer. And because of the suffix, we don't know if he misses a day, whether he can, so we'll have to, on the one hand, ask him and require of him to continue counting, but not to count with a bracha. Here the Bir Aloch in the next paragraph has a Nar Sholom, who says the following, Meso Mutal Afonov, B'Echad Mimea Omer. So now he can't count the Omer, because he's an Onen, is Yispar B'yom Shaliach HaKvurus Meso below Bracha. In other words, after Kvura, he should
recite the Sfira. Lo domi l'tfila deinam espal b'tars tashlumin came into Iker's man avi potter the hocha l'man di omar demona osa af payom is la b'tars tashlumin hu lo lailach shkivin imshach me eis liyeh. So it means that every moment according to this man yom is mechayev in sphira. So we're not talking about tashlumin. If we're talking about tashlumin, for example, should the onen after kvura, when he becomes an old, should he make up the tefillah that he missed on the previous onen? The answer is no, because the make-up tefillah is only obligatory if you missed a tefillah that you were chayev to be mispal. He was an onen, he was not chayev to be mispal. But here, in the case of Sfiras HaOmer, every moment is a mechayev. And therefore, even after Kvura, he would have to count with a bracha. Again, if it's Yom, he would leave out the bracha. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they bury it at night. He says, V'domi la'avdol Hashem mavdil b'yom echad achar kvuras mesa. B'yom rishon, I should say. Right? So, if let's say he was an onen on Motzi Shabbos, and therefore he didn't recite Avdolah, he will recite Avdolah after Kvura on Sunday, Dikar Zmanu Ad Yom Revi, because again, Avdolah is a continuous kli of every second up until Wednesday of that week. Lufiz has Sofer by Yom. So the gain, the obvious benefit here is that if the Avel, because now he's an Avel, he's no longer an Onen, counts by day, then he would be able to continue his counting with a brach. He won't make a brach by day, as we saw before. We're worried about the man who says that Laila Makeves. If, however, he had to miss a full day because of his aninus, then he no longer, for the balance of the sphere, he can no longer recite a brach. The mali im shachach lispar, mali im niftar lispar. This is a real lamdisha bir aloch. He's saying that we should formulate the following analysis, the following equation, that there's no difference between someone who missed the day because he forgot to count for a day and someone who missed the day because he was mufka, he was excluded from the mitzvah. He was potter from sphira. Aydi v'aydi lohavi tmimos. And it all depends upon the element of tmimos. And if we're holding that tmimos requires 49 countings, they're all interdependent and it's one indivisible unit, then clearly, even if he was potter in the middle, he doesn't have that sphira. Again, it would be interesting to me to ask if the onen could count the sphira without a bracha, not b'toras mitzvah, but b'toras ma'aseh sphira, in order to maintain the continuum. Similar, perhaps, to the case where, according to those poskim we mentioned earlier, he missed a day and he counts tonight. Yesterday was so-and-so, and tonight is so-and-so. The yesterday so-and-so is not a kima mitzvah. It's a ma'aseh sphira. And in the famous case of a katan shehigdil, he became bar mitzvah in the middle of sphira, can he continue with a bracha? The answer is that at least b'toras chinuch, his counting up to this point was a ma'aseh sphira, and he has therefore the continuity. Hinei ma'ase hichlit tilamad mechayev lispar bayom eino mitam hashlama. So if you hold that this sphira bayom, that's not a tashlumin, ain't a barakol kach. Ayin be'ozarua shem avi ezri. I'm not sure what he means here. I don't have access to the ozarua right now. Ubi ikra adin my dipsikole di onen potumi sphira arav no de Yehuda, etc. Mistapik was a al pimashkos marshal to lo call it for me called for onen potu. Again, I would have said that Enochinami is potu from sphira as an onen, but nevertheless he has a mysis sphira. I'm not sure if you can fit that into the no de Yehuda beikar. Okay, he's saying that the tour of mitzvahs is because of Osik B'mitzvah. He's busy with his kfura. If he takes a quick break just to count the omer, it's not going to upset his dedication to kfura. And then there are those shitas, I think it's Rashi shita also, if I'm not mistaken, that Onen is only a patur, it's not afka. So in this case, if he recites, counts the sphere without a bracha, then even though in Hilchas Mitzvahs it's not a chiyuv, but we don't have any objection. It's not that Mesa Mutafav is not allowed to do mitzvahs, he's exempt from mitzvahs. And he says, V'shuv yachol lispa kol yom ebrach, this would be a great benefit for the onen if he missed a day, to say that he could count during his aninus, even though he's potur, and that would help him maintain the counting of the sphere for the balance of the omer. Fine. Now we have the mechaber at the end of Sif Ches, aval imu mesupakim dilei yom echad. So if he knows for sure that he skipped a day, then he continues counting without a bracha. But if he's unsure about it, yispar b'shar yom b'bracha. And here's the famous Sfek Sveka. The Mishnah Berurah formulates it here in Lamed Ches. Number one, shemelo dilei klal. He doesn't know if he missed a day. Maybe he didn't miss a day. And even if you'll tell me he missed a day, we have those poskim that maintain that every day is a mitzvah unto itself. For who adin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bechol Dorish Adino Lachsov Lispar Billy Bracha Machma Sofek Im Lochozer Vesiper Yispar Shalelos Bibracha. In any situation where we require Mitor Sofek to count again, but without a bracha, and we have a Sofek, so we tell him count again without a bracha, then Im Lochozer Vesiper Yispar Shar Lelos Bibracha. Now I'm not sure what he means. Im lo chazar v'sipar, how does he get a Sfek Sfek over here? We were only machmir, and we required him, but here he didn't go ahead and count the omer. So why is this a Sfek Sfek? Let's give an example to try to illustrate what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. Take the case where somebody asked him, what's tonight? And he answered him. And he said to him, tonight is the 49th day of the Omer. But we have a suffix whether Mrs. Srichas Kavon or Mrs. Ain Srichas Kavon. If you hold Mrs. Srichas Kavon, he certainly didn't have Kavon Alotzes. So we're going to ask him to count the sphere without a bracha, because we're machmir for the sheet that holds mitzvahs ein sviuchas kavanah. Let's say he didn't go ahead and count the sphere. So now we have a sfek sfek. Sufik number one is maybe mitzvahs sviuchas kavanah, and he didn't have kavanah. According to the man who holds mitzvahs ein sviuchas kavanah, he was certainly yotzei. So when he responded to his friend, tonight is the 49th day, if he holds mitzvahs ein sviuchas kavanah, he was yotzei. And even if you hold he wasn't Yotzei, but we're not sure if you missed the day, if you could continue. Here the 49 is not a good example. But let's say it was the 48th day of the Omer. He told his friends the 48th day of the Omer. He has to be Machmir to leave out a bracha, because maybe mitzvahs ain Tzrichas Kavana. And even if you hold mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana, and he wasn't Yotzei, but okay, so he missed a day. And we're not sure if missing a day would mean that therefore he can no longer count Sfir. So Omer, we might be holding that every single day is an independent mitzvah. So let's see where we're up to now. So we just finished Lamed Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, and let's just see in the Bir Halacha he says, oh, here he's going to introduce the question about Shavuos. So I think we'll stop here. And here we are, I would say, we're almost at the end of Tav Pei Tes. Most of the balance of this Simon has nothing to do with Sfiras HaOmer. For example, if you look in Sif Yud, that's about Achilas Chodesh Bizman Hazeh. That's a separate issue. And we're up to Sif Tes. And if we'll just summarize the main points of Sif Tes, which would allow us to make a Siyum on Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, he's talking about Leil Shabbos and Leil Yontif. When should he make the bracha? And the answer is that if the tzibur is going to recite kiddush, that's the minhag in many places, even today, in chutzarts, especially the tzibur has a kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, let's delay the sphere till after the kiddush. We're eager to recite kiddush to welcome the Shabbos, so we want to start Shabbos as early as possible, and even that half a minute that it'll take to do sphere, let's not postpone kiddush. Now on Motzi Shabbos, where we want to keep the Shabbos going, or Motzi Yontif, is then we should recite the Omer before Havdalah, so that we can delay Havdalah. So as Kiddush, we want to be Makdim as early as possible. In the case of Havdalah, we want to keep the Shabbos going. And we should wait till after Kaddish Tiskabel, and immediately we should count the Omer. And finally, the last piece here in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, he writes, Ukshachal Yontav Achron Shel Pesach Motzoi Shabbos Oz the Oz Omer Kiddush Vavdola Be Pam Achas Yesh Luspar Kodim Shemivarchim Al Hakos Be Beis HaKnesses. Applying again that rule that on Motzi Shabbos we want to keep the Shabbos going as late as possible, so he should be so fair before they make the bracha of the Kos of the Beis HaKnesses to keep Shabbos going. And that is more or less it, my friends, for Sfiras HaOmer. Thank you very much.